Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success.
Hello and welcome to our episode today. I'm thrilled to have you, and I am excited to have Alana Thomas joining us today, and she is a business coach. So welcome to the show, Alana. I'm excited to hear more about what you do.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Excellent. Okay. So let's start with your journey. If I'm not mistaken, I think you had some other businesses. And so tell us a little bit about how they came about and then how you transitioned to where you are now.
Yes. Well, my first business started back in 2020 when I think a lot of people actually started their own business. I was working a full-time job as a project manager and really just saw the inside messiness of a few different corporations I had worked for. And operations in my career had really became a passion. I just saw the money left on the table when you have really messy systems and the lack of opportunity to scale your business when things just aren't done intentionally on the inside. And so I thought, you know, I could help businesses maybe at a smaller scale initially really tighten this up and provide my skill set to people who really need it. So I started as an online business manager is what you would call it. It's similar to a virtual assistant, but really an online business manager takes over the day-to-day of your business for the CEO so they can do the CEO things that really that you want to be doing. So that was my first dip into entrepreneurship. I had quickly replaced my corporate income within a few months starting the business. So I quit my job and went full-time and eventually scaled that business into an agency and expanded that operations agency into coaching as well. So I've simultaneously been doing operations work almost as long as I've been doing coaching because it just really became a very natural next fit with that work. Then a couple years later, I started a white glove IT recruitment agency called Aligned Recruitment. That agency I've since sold last summer. I operated the business less than a year and we had made a lot of money pretty quickly and pretty interested people wanted to take over that business. And so I sold that, which then allowed room for my third business, which is really just this full-time coaching capacity of Alana Thomas, LLC. So I'm on my third go-around and still will do operations support, but here we are today.
That's fantastic. That is an awful lot for a short five-year period.
Yeah, we jammed it in for sure.
But you're totally speaking my language as far as systems go and operations. Because we love systems. And like you, we know that small businesses, they don't have the time to do it. They don't have the inclination to do it, but they do need help with it. And, you know, like you said, you're not going to scale without them. Because if people don't know what all the steps are and they're not taken correctly and the same every time, then things aren't going to work out as you expect them to. So tell us what you do now as far as a business coach. Do you work with a specific type of client? In a specific industry, do you start from helping them with their niche and helping them grow? You know, tell us a little bit about what you're doing now.
So the area that I have the most experience in is working with online service providers, typically someone who owns a business that is 10 people or less. That tends to be my sweet spot or the people that come to me the most often. Certainly, I have also helped CEOs of brick and mortar businesses, people who are local to my city in Western New York. But really, for the most part, online service-based businesses are so my wheelhouse because you can scale them so quickly. And really for me as a coach, my interest is getting you to where you want to be as quickly as possible. It's obviously also where I started my business. My recruitment agency was also completely online, completely service-based. So, you know, I would say the industry specific, I do not have one and I love it that way. Systems and structure are the same across the board, but the reason I decided to be a business coach instead of just an operations coach is that operations really always organically lead to bigger existential questions. Like, what do you want for your life? And what does your personal life look like? And how is that bleeding into who you want to be in the business? So I found I wasn't really able to be a great operations coach or systems coach without also looking at the entire business. So that is why I fall into that bucket. But people tend to know me because of that systems background.
I love that. I love that. So again, tell us specifically what you help your clients with. So you start with You said under 10, but are they startups? Have they been working, in their business for a couple of years and they're just not getting to where they want to be? Tell us a little more about that.
Yeah, most of the people that I work with are people who have started, have an established service, an established audience. Not that it has to be big, but they at least know who they're talking to. They know what they're wanting to do. And they're in this moment of a little bit of messiness and feeling like they need to do all the things, and they need someone to help piece apart what do they actually need to do in order to scale their business, and what do we need to clean up along the way. So the transformation that my clients are looking for is one, a better peace of mind with how things are currently operating in their business. And then secondly, building those systems and just making all of those decisions that will lead to whatever goal it is, seven figures, multi seven, eight, whatever that goal is for you.
I love that. So you said you work with service-based businesses and you work with all different types. Give us some example of maybe a couple of them.
Great question. I would say the top three that come to me are marketing agencies. They tend to be very quick in turnaround services. And that's also another piece of me is that I'm a very fast person. So people who align with that tend to work really well with myself. So marketing agencies, architecture firms. My first degree in college was interior design, so I can speak their language a bit. And then I would say probably content creators like YouTube coaches or just similar coaches to myself, but might be focusing on different content than I do.
I love it. So tell us a little bit about maybe some stories of either a favorite client or a favorite transformational story where somebody came to you and they were like, "Oh, everything's too messy. I don't know what we're doing," and kind of how you helped them through that and then where they were when they moved on.
Well, I think of this one woman in particular. She came to me wanting to really establish a well-known lifestyle concierge business. So she came from the virtual assistant space and the real estate space, but she really wanted to do something a little bit different, which really intrigued me as a coach. She wanted to lean into that personal chaos that comes when you either are a high wealth person, right, and you have a lot of work, or you just have a very busy life. So her service really was tailored to the wealthy, and for that reason, that audience changed the entire approach that we had that I gave her as a business coach. It's not always the case that my clients are looking to work with wealthy people. Obviously, sometimes that's easier because you know they could afford your service. But in this particular case, the entire ethos of her mission was helping that audience. So the biggest transformation happened in our first conversations, the first two, I would say. Typically, when you work with me as a one-to-one business coach, the immediate step I take is to create a comprehensive business plan for you. The timeline that we look at for that business plan is tailored based on what you're looking to do. So sometimes we break it down to 3 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. Sometimes we do all of those. But all that to say, we really just affirmed everything she wanted to do. And I think she could see that there was a need, especially because of the connection she had. She already knew very specific people who would benefit from her service. But there was something inside of her that just didn't believe yet that it could work and that it could scale and that it could be something big. Just, I would say, the affirmation. And the affirmation isn't just me as a cheerleader, right? Saying, yes, yay, woohoo, you can do it. It's saying, hey, I did the market research. Hey, my experience working with hundreds of other businesses lends me to know that you can be successful, but you can be successful in this very specific way. So that was her, I would say, turning point moment to go fully in, because at that point she was still very waffling, right? Like she wasn't sure and she couldn't give herself the permission. Her family felt a little bit hesitant to go fully in. They have young kids and, they weren't quite sure if it was worth it, if it was too risky. So all that to say, as soon as we gave that confidence and we gave the clarity with the roadmap, really from that point on, it was just following the roadmap. Now, I'm not a perfect person and I'm not AI, so I'm not going to just give you an AI business blueprint and just say, here, follow this step and it's going to be perfect. What I am going to do is look back on all of the other businesses I've scaled and do the things that I've done most often that have given the most success and say, I would recommend you do this in this way. And then, of course, tailor it to your specific ethos and personal vision and how that fits with you as an individual. But all that to say, you follow the blueprint and you shift a little bit and you expect those little shifts as you continue to make progress. So for her business, so quickly, it was each month in those first 6 months, and we only worked together for 6 months. And that's pretty typical. I don't like people to have to need me for years on end. I think if you do need me for years on end, sometimes I'm not giving you the value that you're looking for as a coach. I really like to be a short-term investment for you. So all of that to say, in those 6 months, each month, month after month, she would double her clientele. And she was doing more than that by the end of the 6 months we're working together. And now we check in here and there, and she has far exceeded her goals that she had for her business. So I think there's so much to say of once you have the clarity and the roadmap in front of you, it's just following the steps that are right there.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I love that about coaching is that, you know, we can give people who have the talent, who have the knowledge, just that confidence, that, like you said, clarity. A friend of mine always says clarity equals velocity.
Yeah.
The more clear you are in what you're doing and how you're doing it, the faster you can do it. So
completely.
Yeah, I am grateful for coaches like you who can help people who need that. And I love that you don't want to be a permanent fixture in someone's business. I think that's great, because, you know, you're teaching them and you're helping them get to a point, and then you're saying, you know, now you got to do it. We can talk about it, but you got to implement it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I find that so much of what's happening emotionally when somebody comes to me is just overwhelm. And a similar feeling to operations and systems as well. There's so many ways that they could go about success. There are so many avenues to be successful in the online space, and just so many in 2025 compared to just even 10 years ago, options that weren't available. And so I think really the biggest question people have for me when they come is not, is this going to work? But it's like, okay, of maybe these 10 options that will probably work, what should I do? And just really, my job is to look at things holistically and figure out what it is that person maybe should do in the best, most strategic path forward.
Yeah, I would think it's strategic, but it's also, you know, lends to their strengths.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can outsource things that you're not good at once you know what they are, and you can define them really well and put systems together like you. But, you know, it's, you want to make sure that you're working with someone who is doing what they love, because that's long term and that's the excitement. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. Completely. And I think a big question that goes along with that is, do you love being a business owner? Because some people might want to be building a business, but actually what they love is the service that they're providing. And so that's a completely different kind of goal and structure that you have in place. So there's no right or wrong answer to that. But to reinforce your point, exactly, it has to be within their wheelhouse, their passion. And there's no, you don't get brownie points for wanting to be an entrepreneur. You get, right, like you get the money and you get what comes back to you when you do the thing that you're great at.
Yeah, they say that an entrepreneur leaves a 40 hour a week full-time job to work, you know, 80 hours.
Completely. And they love it. They would choose it every time.
Yeah, I want the freedom to work 60 to 80 hours a week.
I know, it doesn't make sense in that way.
It's great though. So do you just work one-on-one with your clients, or do you also have a group coaching program or a course or anything?
So I have upcoming in a couple weeks, September 9th, I am launching a free school community if you're someone who is on school. It's called the Scale Up Society. So that's a completely free community for you to join. And that really is just all the systems, the structure, the operations that I would give to someone if they were my coach or they were my client and they wanted to scale quickly. So that is going to be a for anyone and everyone. And then from there, if you are part of that community, there are some bundled investment options if you wanted to work with me in one-to-one capacity. But that's a resource for someone who doesn't have the money yet, because there are, of course, people who are just starting out, just they can't afford a business coach, and that's completely fair. So it starts the conversations, it gets mind thinking in that systems capacity. And then when your business is ready to afford a coach, right, we are at the step where it makes sense to do that.
Yeah, I love that. I love those small communities, because they really do. They really can become a great support to each other. And then you get involved as the leader and as the educator, and really to everybody's benefit. And I probably should say this, but I'm glad that you're not doing it on Facebook.
Me too. You know, this is a side note, but I have become such a big believer in school. I've started using it as the user on the other side, just to better understand how my audience will eventually use it. And I think it's a just very natural replacement for the Facebook groups that I'm very tired of being a part of, because now I'm part of like 50 and I don't need anymore.
Yeah. And I've seen people who have lost their entire businesses because they were all based on a paid Facebook group or that was supporting
Completely.
Their, you know, paid program, and poof, it's gone. And yeah, it's not pretty, let's just say.
Yeah.
So you told us about your school, and you know what you can do if you would is when you actually open that, or when you open it for people to sign up to find out more, make sure that you give us that link and we'll put it in the show notes below. So whether you're
okay.
Do it before or after, you'll know exactly where to go.
Great. Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Well, Alana, you are doing so many amazing things. Is there anything that you are doing or that you're going to be doing that we haven't covered today?
Oh, going to be doing, that's such a big question. You know, I would say it has been solidified in my life that I am an entrepreneur. And I think once you're starting to step in that space or have, and it's had some sort of mild success where your family can let you be that financially, you can step into that space. It's really hard to go back in another way. So I'm sure that there's going to be more that I'm doing, but right now I feel so certain about the kind of work that I do and operating, like we talked about, in my skill set, the things that I'm good at. Of course, you know, I think like any entrepreneur, I'm like, I see a food truck. I'm like, of course I want to open a food truck. That would be a great passive revenue, or a laundromat. Those make money. But anything planned? No, school really is the passion project that I have in front of me right now that I'm putting my full self into.
I love that. Yeah, my business partner and I like to say we're not employable anymore.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to hire us. We have too many
people. I know.
I love that. Okay. Well, I know there are people listening who are saying, oh my gosh, she has so much energy. I love it. And I love what she's doing. And I love her experience. I need to be able to reach out to Alana. What is the best way for them to do that?
Yeah. So believe it or not, the social platform I am most active on is LinkedIn. That is a recent change. Originally, I built my entire online business management business on Instagram, and I'm still active there, and you can send me any DM that you'd like to. But LinkedIn, I am on all the time. So if you found me on there, you'll be sure to get a message back from me. And then you can just reach out to my contact page on the website. It sends a direct email to my inbox. It doesn't go to somebody else. So if you send that same day, again, I'll reach back out to you.
Fantastic. Okay. Last question, which I ask all my guests, almost all my guests. If you could provide one tip to make the world a better place, what would that be?
I would say go home and love your family and be self-sacrificial to your family and people. I think we're in a day and age right now where we're really obsessed with self-care and sometimes ourselves and our boundaries, and that we've lost maybe some generosity along the way to just a little bit of our time, or extend ourselves in ways that we don't necessarily feel like it. So I aim every day to do something that benefits my family that isn't comfortable to do, like washing the dishes, but it helps them very well. So that would be my tip.
Very well said. Well, Alana, this has been fantastic. And like I said, I'm grateful for people like you helping so many out there who need it, so that they can get to where they want to be and help other people. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for your time. I'm glad to meet everyone, and good luck to everyone in pursuing your dreams.
Love that.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.